Hi, this is Mike Young, estate planning and probate attorney in Walnut Creek, California, and I'm going to explain how probate fees are calculated in California, and I'm also going to talk about costs that are associated with probate files. But before I begin, I would like to wish everybody continued good health, and I pray that we all stay safe. So hit the subscribe button and the bell below so that you'll get notice of future videos I prepare. Also hit the like button and make a comment if you want to. Before I forget, I'd like to mention that I put on Zoom workshops on estate planning and advanced estate planning and asset protection and Medi-Cal qualification. And I put those on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 10 a.m. They're Zoom workshops, they're interactive, and they're a lot of fun, and I would like to see you there. So click the link below and sign up for one of my workshops if you're interested. Also, you can go to my website, walnutcreekelderlaw.com, and you'll find the page where you can sign up for a workshop and get the link. So probate fees in California are based on statute. They are statutory probate fees. And the statute is the probate code. And the attorney gets a fee, and the executor or the administrator, who are the clients of the attorney, get the same fee. And I'll show you on another screen how those fees are calculated. And the fees are based on the gross value of the estate. So to give you an example, let's say we have, just to use a number, we have a home in Walnut Creek that we need to probate. And the gross value of the home is $1 million. And let's say there's a mortgage recorded against the home in the amount of $500,000. So now we have a home with $500,000 in equity. $1 million fair market value minus $500,000 mortgage. So you would think that you would probate an asset worth $500,000, but that's not the case. The court is going to look at the fair market value of $1 million. So one of the documents that we prepare for court is called an inventory and appraisal. And we list the assets in the inventory and appraisal that we want to submit to the probate court. And then the court appoints a probate referee who is an appraiser who is going to appraise the assets that we have told the court we want to have probated. So he'll do an appraisal of the home. Maybe he comes up with the fair market value of $1 million. He'll appraise the cars, for instance, if we have cars that are subject to the probate. He'll appraise bank accounts. Those are easy. He can easily determine the amount of bank accounts. And the court looks at the date of death value. And the probate referee is entitled to be paid. He gets a fee, one half of 1% of the gross amount that he's appraising. So before I talk about fees, let's talk about costs a little bit. So costs are out-of-pocket expenditures for the court filing fee, publication fee, court appearance fees, other incidental expenditures that are needed during the course of a probate. So we ask for $1,500 upfront to go into the attorney's account for costs, which are used during the course of the probate for court filing fees, publication fees, courier fees, whatever we need it for. And then that amount, the $1,500, is reimbursed to the person who put that money forth. And that $1,500 is reimbursable by court order at the end of the case. Likewise, the attorney fees and the executor fees are paid at the end of the case and only pursuant to court order. So as a typical example, the home that I just mentioned, the $1 million home, which is subject to the probate court, will probably be sold during the course of the probate. Home will be sold, proceeds of sale will be generated, escrow will write a check in the name of the estate, and that amount stays in a bank account in the name of the estate until the end of the case. And at the end of the case, we get a court order which states that probate fees and executor fees will be paid out of the money, out of the estate, and the rest of the money in the estate will be distributed to the beneficiaries. So let's determine the amount of probate fees. I'll share my screen. Here's my website, Walnut Creek Elder Law, walnutcreekelderlaw.com, and I'll leave a link to that. So to calculate probate fees, they are statutory probate fees, California Probate Code 10810. You can Google that. So the calculation goes like this: 4% of the first $100,000 of the estate, 3% of the next $100,000 of the estate, 2% of the next $800,000, 1% of the next $9 million, and a half of 1% of the next $15 million. So here are examples. Let's say we have an estate of $100,000. We apply 4%, and we have $4,000, and we double that because the attorney and the executor get the same fee, and we have $8,000. I want to mention that by way of jurisdiction, if a probate amount is less than $150,000, less than $150,000, I can prepare an affidavit to present to the bank or whatever the institution is, to have the money released without having to go to court, and that usually works. So here's how you apply the formula. Now let's go down to the home, $1 million home, applying the formula. The attorney fee is $23,000. And if we double that, it's $46,000. The attorney is entitled to $23,000. And the executor or the administrator is entitled also to $23,000. So this is the formula. Now there could be extraordinary fees which are paid hourly to the attorney and to the executor, which would also have to be approved by the court. And extraordinary fees would come up if there was litigation involved with the file. So if the file turns upside down and there's a lawsuit involved, the attorney will be paid by the hour, and the extra work that the executor does his pay will be determined by the hour, and this all has to be approved by the court. So most of the time, there's no litigation. Most probates do not have extraordinary fees. Most of the time, probate fees are determined through this calculation. So that is basically how we determine probate fees and costs in escrow. Probate fees and costs are reimbursed at the end of the case, and the attorney and the executor get paid at the end of the case only by court order. So I am Mike Young, attorney in Walnut Creek, California. Here's my logo, and thank you very much for watching, my video, and I hope that you sign up for one of my Zoom workshops. Stay safe. Thank you.